listening to Gareth Parker on 6PR.
27 past 9 on the morning program. For some time now, the number of international students coming to Australia has been growing, but not here in the West. Here in Western Australia, the story is very much the reverse. And it's important because one of the things that the McGowan government have talked about in trying to diversify the economy in a post-mining boom world is attracting international students. Now, whatever the plan is at the moment, it doesn't appear to be working, certainly not according to the official statistics. My guest on the program is a migration consultant, someone who deals at the coalface with people who are weighing up their options or trying to study here. His name's Stephen O'Neill. He's from ISCA, Australian Migration Services. Stephen, good morning.
Good morning, Gareth. How are you, mate?
I'm well. Thanks for your time today.
No worries.
Any theories as to what's going on here?
Look, this is a topic we've had a passion about for the last 12 months since Mr. McGowan has come in. You're right there about the figures. The national figures are up 7% in Western Australia. Since April last year, we're down 5%. So we're 12% down against the national figures. In terms of real students, that's 2,394 students that we should have that basically have chosen not to come here for some reason. And as far as what that's worth to our economy, just under $400 million in terms of lost courses and living fees, etc. So, look, the Premier in January last year knows the value of these students. He said on his Facebook page that prior to the election that for every three international students coming here, it creates one job for our economy. So it is vitally important. And these students, if we do eventually sponsor them, and state migration really is the key here, it actually doesn't cost us any jobs because they've already got work visas for 2 or 3 years after they graduate. So they can already work anyway. The key is an incentive to come and study here. And all the other states are sponsoring international students. In other words, when they finish their studies, they're giving them an extra pathway to attain permanent residence. New South Wales sponsored 2,500 people so far this program year. South Australia just over 2,000. Victoria just over 2,000. Western Australia haven't sponsored one person this program year. And that's the key. We surveyed 127 students a couple of weeks ago who chose not to study here and asked them why. And 106 had said if there was a state migration plan that gave them an extra option, then they would have chosen Western Australia instead. 85 of those said they wouldn't recommend WA to family and friends. So that's crucial for our education market.
So why aren't we offering that opportunity, Stephen?
Look, I think it was initially political. Obviously, prior to the state election, the Premier had pushed as one of his heavy slogans, WA jobs first, and it's a good headline to say that we're not sponsoring or we're not offering jobs to overseas people. The reality is it didn't save any jobs. As I said, those students already had the right to work, but it certainly has got a political angle on it. And I guess as we've gone forward the last 10 or 11 months, it's clear that the international student market has suffered greatly. You know, we've lost well over 2,000 students because of that. So now it's up to the West Australian government to find a way to bring that state migration plan back, make it feasible. They really need to sponsor 1,500 to 2,000 people like the other states are, and it needs to be achievable. It needs to be a reason why students will study here instead of, at the moment, they're moving to New South Wales, they're moving to South Australia, they're moving to Tasmania, because those states are supporting their local students.
Because I wondered whether it was something to do with the drop-off in the economy, but if I think about it, if you're trying to fund your own education and cost of living associated with that, or indeed if your parents are doing that as an international student, I can't imagine it's particularly easy to do it with Sydney house prices or Melbourne house prices at the moment.
Sure.
Whereas on the face of it, I mean, we've got good universities, we've got good TAFE institutions, and we've got an affordable, or certainly more affordable than those two cities, cost of living. They would appear to be things working in our favour.
Yep. Yes, look for sure. And we probably see 60 to 70 students every week who are looking at ways that they can eventually attain permanent residence, because that really is their main goal. When they come to Australia, of course, they'd like to get a bachelor degree, but they can study a bachelor degree in New South Wales, they can study in Tasmania, they can study it here in Perth. Generally, our academic standards are all the same. Obviously, the climate here helps, once someone has got, and the lifestyle here helps, but if it's a case between choosing going to Tasmania and getting permanent residence or coming over here and not having that opportunity, they are choosing other states. The job market's important, but when we surveyed these people a couple of weeks ago to find out, you know, the biggest factor, by far the biggest factor, was if there was a pathway for state sponsorship, they would have changed their mind.
Okay.
So as I said, out of 127 people, 106 said they would have stayed here if there was a feasible state migration plan.
So is there any way to do what the government says it wants to do, that is attract the international student dollar, without rebuilding that pathway to permanent residence, in your view?
No. It's not a chance. It doesn't matter what you do in terms of glossy videos. It doesn't matter what you do in terms of incentives, in terms of driving them from the airport, in terms of showing them what a beautiful state it is. At the end of the day, they love Australia. They're happy to come to Australia. They're happy to have a lifestyle here. But they will choose the state based on their best visa options initially, and then other factors are way down the track. The government can spend $10, $20, $30 million on advertising, saying what great universities we have, which we do have, but day in, day out, students want to see that after spending $100,000, $200,000, that they've got some possibility. They may not get permanent residence, but they have some possibility, and Western Australia sponsoring no people, the figures speak for themselves. We're 12% down against the national growth.
Thanks, Stephen. Appreciate your time this morning.
Cheers, Gareth. Ta, mate.
Stephen O'Neill from ISCA, Australian Migration Services. That's interesting, isn't it?